Jumping In on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello,
good evening,
and welcome. Here we are back again, like the proverbial bad pennies, a Saturday night on Manx Radio, which means all things jazzy on the contemporary front. It is Jumping In with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Just welcome along to this week's show, and not a Wookiee in sight, as we continue to forge new jazz empires. Yes, may the 4th be with you. Not a Star Wars fan? Well, fear not, you'll have the usual next hour of modern and contemporary jazz as expected, although some of the music might push the boundaries. So, H, what have been your favourite alliances this week, and what should have been lost in space?
Yes, lost in space. I like the first three. After that, I lost the interest. A new name for me, Exuberance, the much-anticipated follow-up to Zuar's acclaimed 26th debut Musings album. And it's, again, I really don't know that one at all, but what I've heard sounds very good indeed. That's Christopher Zuar. I do know him. Standards 2, a new set with the wonderful bassist Buster Williams and equally wonderful drummer Billy Hart. And An Indian's Life, the ever-dependable Ollie Texier.
And from me, we exit left, pursued by a bear. We take a return journey for Herbie. We give you our best, and we can, and we make up at the start the merry old month of May. Here's Dave Schumacher and Kubai with Smoke in the Sky. Dave Schumacher and Kobay with Smoke in the Sky, title track for their new release on Cellar Records. And if that didn't bring sunshine into your speakers and get you moving, then I don't know what would. Baritone sax man Schumacher spent many years touring with Lionel Hampton's band and has been a mainstay of the New York jazz scene for over 40 years. And this is his first release with a new octet, Kobay, and 18 years since his last album, so he doesn't like to rush into things. But boy, has he chosen a great band to give these Latin-infused arrangements some fire. He's always enjoyed Latin flavours, and he says that his inspiration from this band came from two different eras, Jerry Gonzalez and the Fort Apache band, and Art Blakey and the Messengers. And what a band! Josh Evans and Jesus Ricardo on trumpet, Peter Brainin on tenor and soprano, Manuel Villera on piano, a favourite of this programme, and incidentally, he's got a new trio album out, and also a new one with his new Cuban Express, Alex Apollo Ayala on bass, Mauricio Herrera on percussion, Joel Mattia at the drums, and Dave Schumacher on baritone. And nice album, but there's also a really quite long, bit long maybe for the programme, but a great version of McCoy Tyner's Walk Spirit, Talk Spirit on the album. And thanks to Lisa Reedy Promotions for sending us a copy.
Oh, that's a classic. Should play that one. I always like Walk Spirit, Talk Spirit. I haven't heard it for ages. If you haven't checked
it
out.
Well, I can try it again later, can I?
Yeah, we should do that one. Noah Haidu, yes, a wonderful pianist. We have featured him before here on Jumping In. He's got a new one out, just came out at the second week of April, I think April the 12th, on Sunnyside Standards Volume 2, from which you will no doubt straight away infer that there's already been the first album, Standards. And also, perhaps, if you are a fan of the jazz piano trio, you might also think of the best known, maybe, Standards Trio, which of course was just called The Standards Trio. The wonderful Keith Jarrett with Gary Peacock and Jack DeJohnette, sadly no longer, well, Gary's no longer with us, of course, and sadly Keith is, but has retired from playing, just Jack, who is still going strong, I think at the age of 80 or so. I notice in one of the Japanese critics, Takehiko Tikawa, in the wonderfully named Intoxicate magazine, says Noah will take over the mantle of the Standards Trio. And Downbeat also giving it a big tick with the comment, a work of stunning execution and heart. Well, I can't disagree. When you've got Buster Williams on the bass and the fantastically sympathetic drummer Billy Hart behind you, you're probably not going to go far wrong. And he's not too bad on the keyboard either. Have a listen to After You've Gone. Thank you. from Billy Hart. Thum, 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 thum. Yeah, lovely stuff. He's such a good drummer, and yeah, he's past the first flush of youth as well. Not that you'd guess it from hearing him play there. Terrific stuff, Noah Hydu. And After You've Gone from Standards Volume 2. I haven't heard Standards Volume 1, but if it's as good as that, I might seek it out as well. Came out, as I said, in April. And Noah himself sort of says, he says, I love composing, but improvisation's always been my greatest passion. When I first started releasing music back in 2011, I relied on my songwriting to make unique statements. But I've come full circle and realised that finding my own voice on simple, unadorned standards is a rare and necessary endeavour. And so, yes, he's in 2023 released Standards, and like I said, the following year, Standards Volume 2. And I wouldn't mind betting next year we'll hear Standards Volume 3 as well. Some lovely interpretations. As we were just saying as we were listening to that, I haven't heard the whole album yet, but some quite free interpretations here, there, in any case, really nice. And they played together a little bit. He said, I played at the Jazz Forum with Billy and with Buster, but we'd never played together as a group before. He says, one time I started a piece in 3/4 time. The tempo was too fast. Buster responded by superimposing different time signatures over the 3/4, never quite going into one or the other. And the effect was made everything off balance and challenged everyone to play the song differently. And that's been a great learning process. Great stuff, worth checking out. And yes, who knows, it could well become the next Standards trio, or the sort of the standard of Standards.
His larger group work is worth listening to. And Billy Hart is, 83 and still going strong.
Not bad, eh?
Next from me, an album from a man we thoroughly enjoyed at last year's London Jazz Festival. We did get to have a chat with him, but not an interview. We're hoping to get him on the show sometime, James Brandon Lewis. But this time, in this instance, he's a guest on the new album, The Mesthetics. And the Tate Museum defines mesthetics as artworks which explore themes that transgress and threaten our sense of cleanliness and property, particularly referencing the body and bodily functions. Make of that what you will. See what you think of Losso. Torso or The Bear from a recent release from the Mesthetics and James Brandon Lewis. Interesting album this, excuse me, which defies classification really. I think it crosses between free, jazz, rock, blurring all the edges together, but nonetheless enjoyable for that. And the band is a trio of guitarist Anthony Pirog and two former members of the hardcore rock outfit Fugazi, Joe Lally on bass and Brendan Canty at the drums, plus Lewis on sax. Pirog says he previously played on Lewis's 2019 album, An Unruly Manifesto, and have been wanting to find the right unit and combination to record again. The Mesthetics and James Brandon Lewis is out now. Many thanks to Zach at Crossover Media. And incidentally, there's a new one out from James Brandon Lewis with his quartet as well, so listen out for that.
Yeah, he is prolific, it has to be said. He really does churn it out. And again, a bit like John Scofield or Miles before him, it always seems to be different. Every album you hear, it's a different angle, a different take, a different vibe. He's another one of those musical chameleons, but seemed a really nice guy. And I have to say, we should try and get him. We caught a brief word with him when we saw him at London Jazz Festival last year. He arrived sort of at the gig while after us. We were there first, and then he arrived. I think the plane was late. Came in, sort of, you know, went out, had a breather, quick sort of a glass of something, heard him warming up back, and then on he went and played for about an hour and a half.
And let's be fair, we weren't there early because we dashed across town for another gig before, hadn't we? We were right at the back, but yeah.
Terrific stuff. Henri Texier, an old friend of the programme and someone we've been listening to for a goodly number of years now. And again, he must be well in his 80s and still sounds fresh as paint, churning the albums out on Label Bleu. And his latest, I think it's his latest, I haven't seen another one since then, was An Indian's Life, with a cracking lineup featuring his son, Sébastien Texier, on the sax, as has been the case for the last few years. But the rest of the band quite often changes round a little bit. This is called No Fear Song.
Thank you.
wonderful sort of buzzy sound to his bass, even though it's an upright bass. I don't know whether it's just the sound he gets or an effect he has on, but a fantastic woody, buzzy sound he gets from his upright bass, Henri Texier. Very distinctive if you listen to any of his albums over a long period of years. And he has been playing for a long time, certainly since the 1960s, if not before. But that one on Label Bleu was only recorded a couple of years back, I think in 2022 or thereabouts, and I think came out in 2023, in fact. There we go. Yeah, a year out. No Fear song, Henri on bass, his son Sebastian on saxophone. He also plays clarinet on various tracks. Emmanuel Cadella on guitar, been with him for a while. Gauthier Garic on the drums. Carla Nadoza on the trumpet on that track. Sylvian Riffle on tenor sax. And Himiko Paganotti, which we didn't actually hear him on that track, but some chanting going on. On some of the Indian chanting, I assume, on some of the tracks. Not on that one, though.
And great to see live, actually. We've been lucky enough to see him a couple of times. And, you know, quite often incorporating... He likes to travel to different places and soak up the culture when he's travelling. He's 79 at the moment, Henri, but often they will include a photographer as a part of the band when they give themselves their credits, and they'll show a slideshow of all their travels. And he likes to engage with the children and other people there and give music back to the people that they're travelling in and learning their cultures of. Now, it was International Jazz Day on the 30th of April, a UNESCO initiative which has been led by Herbie Hancock since its inception back in 2011. It seemed a good excuse to play a Herbie track again, not by him, but a lovely treatment here given by trombonist Altin Senkelar on his new album, Discover the Previn. Here's Maiden Voyage.
Oh.
Maiden Voyage. Such a great tune that it can take all kinds of different arrangements, but a lovely arrangement on the new Positone record by trombonist Altin Senkalar. The album Discover the Present is his fifth release and his third one on the Positone label, and another great reliable label for swinging material and a roster of fine players on their books. And appearing here, we've got Diego Rivera on tenor sax, Marcus Howell on alto and soprano, Anthony Harvey on trumpet, Michael Dees, great baritone player, Art Hirihara, another fabulous pianist, Royal Reyes on bass, and Rudy Royston at the drums, Pete Rodriguez on congas, and the whole album was released at the end of March. Many thanks for them for sending through a copy to us.
Terrific stuff. This is Jumping In with Chris and H, and this is Jacob Bro. Thank you.
Hello, this is Joe Lovano, and you're listening to Manx Radio with H and Chris jumping in.
Interesting stuff, more than a hint of Steve Reich's music for 80 musicians there, I think. Regis Ubi, Movement 1 from his album The Ellipse in 2017, which actually was given to me by our Luxembourg correspondent on New Year's Eve. I've only got just around to listening to it. Fascinating stuff, all long form, so nothing shorter than 15 minutes, just three movements, with the shortest being 14 minutes, I beg your pardon, and the rest pushing 25, 26 minutes or more. So a bit tricky to listen to more than that, but excellent stuff. I'm rather liking that. I'm definitely going to listen to more of that at home. Regis Ubi himself, I confess, I don't really know him that well. He's been around for some time, a composer, a violinist, a string player as well, regularly plays as a sideman with the likes of Vincent Courtois, Histoire and also Marc Ducret. On his site, I see he says he's been diversifying his practice by establishing himself as a designer and director of ambitious projects, highlighting the transgender talents of artists such as Lambert Wilson and Maria Laura. And also references his 2017 album Ellipse, which we've just heard a bit of there, Music for Large Ensemble, which he has since moved on from there and gone to some smaller groups as well. But he's a musical, what would you call me, experimenter, I dare say. I'll listen to more of that and listen out for more Regis Ubi. Thank you, Luxembourg correspondent. Really enjoyed that. Before that, a little bit of Greenland from the wonderful guitarist Jacob Bro with Joe Lovano and Sexton, late Paul Motion on the drums, and the an album, one of three, I think, a trio he brought out. That album was balladeering. Great stuff.
Well, that's about it for this show. However, before we go, we've just about got time to fit in a track from the Grammy-winning trumpeter Jake Baldwin with guitarist Zach Harris and drummer Pete Henning on their new release Boundaries, which was kindly sent to us by Shifting Paradigm Records, due for release at the end of this month. What do you do when you turn up for a studio booked for a quartet set of titles that you've composed and written and all arranged, and then the bassist doesn't make it? Well, in their case, they sat down and did an entirely improvised set and released that. Here's You Got the Best of Me. See you next week.
Take care.
Bye for now. Thank you.